You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So you're sitting here telling me about, you know, what a fun weekend you had, and I'm going to want details. Man. But I will tell you that while you were busy having fun, I was putting in more and more and more hours of this manual labor, putting this fence now into a big roll-off.
Oh,
you know,
no.
I thought of you because on Saturday they delivered this big roll-off and dropped it off in my driveway.
Let me help you out.
And
there we go. Okay, go ahead.
No, yeah. Better.
All right.
And I think I pulled a typical Jeremy. While this machine, you know, is depositing this roll-off, I got my camera out and I took video.
Yeah, you did. Send it to me.
Because I will. And and I thought, this is such a dude thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, oh, look, they're putting a big roll-off in my
Those
driveway.
Trucks impress the hell out of me. I mean, because they kick it way up in the air and it slides off, you know, and then it drops down.
Well, this one's a little different.
Whoa,
than
really?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's like on a hook.
I haven't seen this one.
And it comes off the back end or whatever. And
I haven't seen the hook truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was pretty interesting. And then I spent all day yesterday, I don't know, probably 5 hours.
Yeah.
Hauling stuff up to this. And, you know, there's a 4-ton limit on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Gretchen, I said, I think I'm at 4 tons. It's what I feel like I've been carrying over the last few days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the even more impressive part when they come to pick these things up that are, you know, topped off.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how are you going to get that on the truck? And they somehow manage to do it. And then you're like, where does it go now?
Yeah.
Big hole in the ground somewhere.
Yeah. But just good riddance. I cannot get over the improvement to this house to get rid of that crappy, old, falling apart white picket fence.
You guys don't even know. Ugh. Like, it was such an eyesore, and I've seen some I've seen some after pictures now and a little video that Dom has sent me, and it looks so much better.
It's night and day, and
so
needed
better.
To be done years ago, but you know, COVID, all that, blah blah blah. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's done. And it took so many hours yesterday, I got almost all the way through an audiobook that I was listening to the whole time.
Holy crap, man.
So
yeah, I've been working hard. Are you sore?
I'm a little sore, but not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Just enough to say you've been
Should have hired this out.
The funny thing is, because you know me, I hire out almost everything.
Oh, I know.
And it was last night that Gretchen goes, I can't believe you did that. She goes, I would have hired that out. And I was like,
now you tell me.
For once, I decided I want to do something myself. I know I saved at least $1,000 and probably more.
At least, man.
At least.
There's a lot of fence. And then it gives me the opportunity to play this, too. So,
So go ahead and make me feel bad and tell me how you were having fun.
I don't want to rub anything in, but we did. We had a blast of a weekend. We were just talking last night. We're like, holy crap, where did those 2 days go? You'll be proud of me. You know, I'm keeping my word. You know, I said when the Broncos started up this year that guess who was going to be watching games more?
Even preseason?
Even pre-freaking season. We went to a little Broncos get-together, and we had a barbecue, and guess who was sitting on the couch watching the entire game, trying to get into it? And let me tell you, it was difficult because there was like 5 other guys there that were spouting off stats and reeling off things about past games and players and coaches, and I'm just like, ah, this hamburger's good. But I made it through, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm gonna make my wife happy this year and watch some Bronco games with her. So
that's big of you.
It was very big of me. And then she let me go to Bandimere yesterday because I did watch the Bronco game with her. So I hung out with some buddies. We went to a big old car show up there and grabbed some lunch with them, which was a lot of fun. Dom, world-class people watching. I don't want to say what I saw because I don't want to offend anybody, but world-class people watching.
I have a friend of mine. She owns one of the classic Mustangs.
Oh yeah,
and she takes it to Bandimere to race it.
Yeah, yeah.
She will go and take her.
It's a lot
of
fun.
I see her post photos of it. And it's really cool.
It's just a fun event, and it's so loud and easily 2,000 degrees up there. You know, but it was just a fun time. I haven't done anything like that in a little while since I sold my fun car. So it was nice to get back up there. And then I do want to talk about what we did with the kiddos this weekend. We have seen this place pop up on Nextdoor and Facebook and some of these, you know, mom blogs that we're a part of and things like that. And it's a place called Slick City. Have you heard of this?
Huh? Tell me about that.
Slick City. They're going to get some free plugs here. It's out by Mills Mall, and it's this giant warehouse-type facility almost, and it's filled with nothing but extreme slides.
Oh.
So, you know, really steep ones, ones that are in corkscrews, you know, one that looks like you're kind of going down a funnel and it spits you out at the bottom. There's one that's a half pipe, so you go down this really steep slide, then you hit the half pipe and go back and forth and back and forth. And we spent a couple hours there. The kids had the time of their life. It's a lot of fun. You like lay on a like a slick mat, so it's not you're not like skin or shirt on slide.
My next question was going to be: I remember the super slides when I was young, and okay. They would put down like a burlap bag.
Yeah. So it's
thing.
Like that.
Is it like that? Is it burlap?
It's like a mat. No, it's not burlap. It's like a mat. It's like a high tech mat now. They've moved on from burlap. But you know, the kids had fun, and there was a lot of people there. And the only thing that Nicole and I could say was, oh my God, when the kids go back to school, we're going to go get a couple drinks somewhere and come back and do this on our own.
This
is going to be such a date spot for us that I think we will. We're going to go get dinner and cocktails and go back and just have an adult day at the slide place.
I'm wondering how to finish the rhyme. The couple that slides together... abides together.
The couple that slides together. Oh, we're going to work on that. We're going to get t-shirts. Yeah. So anyway,
well, that's really cool.
Free
how much,
plug to that place.
How much
it's not cheap. It's like $25 a person. So it's $50. Plus you got to buy these special socks, which is a racket. You have to buy special socks when you go in. They're $4 each, which is stupid.
Can you bring your socks back next time?
Yes.
You don't have to buy new socks
BYOS then. No. There's special grippy socks or something stupid. But
And how much do you get to ride? Like all you want?
It was like 90 minutes, but we might have stuck around for 2 hours. Shh. Because they really don't keep track. But yeah, we were there for about 2 hours.
But okay.
Just fun, man. So,
but hypothetically, you could walk in. They're
and
not like
stay
they're not
all a, day.
Stay all day. They ask you to leave after 90 minutes.
You could walk in drunk and stay all day and slide on your lap, but you didn't hear it from us.